Mr. Exclusive, a length away from Vasilator and Travi, my friend. Goldfields at the 200 metres in front of Mr. Exclusive, a half length away. It's Goldfields just in front of Mr. Exclusive. Goldfields for Stevie Baster. Mr. Exclusive, the outside. They hit it. Photo finish. Goldfields or Mr. Exclusive.
Well, it was a fairy tale finale for Stevie Baster because Goldfields got the bob and got the victory on Saturday. Logan McGill, trainer, joins us. How are you, Logan?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Did you think you'd won?
I actually did, watching it live. I'd already cashed a check in and then realised it was a photo. No, I was very, very happy when I saw that it had gone your way.
Has this been a long-term plan? Did you know Stevie was calling time in this race meeting?
Well, he was originally going to finish after the Flemington Carnival, but I'd spoken to him a while out and said that we're going to run him there on the last day at Sandown, and he sort of hung around for an extra week for him, which was great.
See, not many jockeys can write their farewell and go out winning a Group 3 race.
No, you couldn't have scripted it any better. It's just the way it panned out. You know, it was a fairy tale ending, and you know, he's gone out on top.
How long have you known Stevie for?
Oh, I've known him basically since I was 15. It was said on Saturday, him and I were both apprenticed to Mark Riley, and when I was starting out, being apprenticed to Mark, he was always a big help to me, you know, with guidance and stuff riding, and the winners he's ridden for me since I've trained. He's ridden the majority of my city winners, and now he's won 2 stakes races for me to put the icing on it. So he's going to be very much missed in the saddle, that's for sure.
Well, taking Stevie out of it and putting him to a side, it's a massive moment for you as a trainer on Saturday as well.
Oh, it definitely was. You know, I'd won a few listed races, but that was my first group race. And, you know, with this horse, he's just such a special horse to me in the stable. We would get a thrill out of him winning a 64, let alone a Group 3 race. Mm. So it was just, you know, for the whole stable, it was, you know, very special.
Well, he's won over 600,000 now in prize money, Goldfields. And, gee, you've done a brilliant job with him, especially this time in. When you go back through the form, he's beaten Dr. Jill, who we just heard from Kira Mars, the Ballarat Cup hope. He wasn't far away in the Bairnsdale Cup. And then he beat Mandela Effect, who came out and won over Flemington as well. So the form that he's been in this time in has been stunning.
It is. And he's racing better than ever. He's a happy horse, and he's racing well. But one thing we've sort of learnt with him this preparation is he doesn't quite carry weight. All his wins have been getting down in the weights. And you know, you would think there's been times where we've dropped him back in class and he's had, you know, 60 kilos back in 78 and things like that. And he's still as honest as ever, and he will always run second or third for you. But he just hasn't got that sort of turn of foot with it. But he's not an overly big horse, so it sort of all makes sense. And once we sort of thought that was the case and went along those lines, we got him back down on the minimum, and he hasn't looked back.
So what do you do with him now?
Now, we haven't made any sort of concrete plans as to where he goes next. I just want to, you know, he doesn't owe anyone anything, this old horse. We'll just see how he is, and let him get his head down the grass for a few days. And obviously the long-term plan is to go to Dubai with him in January, which is, it's a little bit down the track now. But if he doesn't have another run in between now and then, so be it. We'll just more or less just see how he is and see how the calendar looks, if it's going to pan out for him to have another one in between now and then. If not, we'll just give him a trial and he'll head to Dubai.
Gee, that'd be exciting for a young trainer like yourself heading over there. What's the prize money like?
The races that he's going to go over for, they're, I think they're about 80,000 American to the winner. And that's, you know, not too far off what he was racing for the other day. Mm. And we're going to give him a look at the dirt over there as well, because we're told that you know, his racing pattern and everything would suit that. So if he happens to have a liking for that, well, then it'll take him to another level over there. But we'll just let him tell us, and it's just going to be, it's going to be very exciting, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's just going to be a really good experience.
Gee whiz, and every young trainer needs a horse like Goldfields. How important has he been for you and trying to attract new clients?
He's been incredible, really. Just been very fortunate just to get a horse like him. And I guess it takes a little bit to probably appreciate how good he has been to me, but it sort of hit home a little bit yesterday. Have a horse to win 11 races and good quality races. I'm just very, very lucky. Between him and Written Choice, they've vindicated all my babies.
Gee whiz. Stevie had a bit of a wardrobe malfunction on Saturday as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He was wearing Craig Williams's boots. He said that they drowned him in champagne at Flemington. And he forgot to put his boots back in his bag.
I thought he might have sold them already.
Well, those ones are probably on eBay now.
Logan, congratulations, mate. Your biggest win as a trainer on Saturday. I see you got a few going around Mornington today. Is there anything we should follow?
My couple first starters have trialled up really nicely. They're both by Camford Cliffs, but I have been pretty happy with them at the trials. The first one's drawn a little bit awkwardly. If he had it drawn a little bit lower, I'd be a lot more confident with him being right there. But if he gets any sort of luck, he's going to run a hell of a lot better than a 15-1 chance. And the second filly, she's drawn perfectly. She's going to get a good run, and my apprentice Campbell takes a 3 off her. So I would be disappointed if she didn't run first 3 or 4. And I've got to stay a later on, she just still needs a bit of racing. She's still a bit green, but she'll run okay.
All right. We're going to have a chat to Campbell a little later in the form segment. So you want us to pass any instructions on for you?
Just win on them.
Sounds good to me. Good on you, Logan. Well done yesterday.
Thank you very much.